Good evening and welcome to this session of Agar Meditation. And today we are having a pre-recorded meditation that is being played live. And the topic of today's meditation is spirituality in your workplace. Most of us think that spirituality or spiritual practices and work are two different things. Many people give reasons why they cannot do their spiritual practices on time because of work pressure, because of excess, because of thoughts pertaining to their work that overcrowd the mind. But then the reality is that we are all living in this bubble called God or universe or consciousness, and in this everything is happening. So where is it not spiritual? Every second that we are living is a spiritual existence. The point is, you have to decide how spiritual an experience do you want every moment to be. And that's how you can live your existence. So welcome to this edition of Agar Meditation. And let us today discover and learn how we can make every moment of our private, public, work, rest, siesta, whatever time that you have, how to bring spirituality into this, or how to enhance spirituality in every moment. To start with, let us start with the maypole. Now, it takes 10 minutes for you to do the maypole, and it also takes 10 minutes for you to settle in your workplace. Whether it's your office, or if you're a homemaker, it could be a kitchen, or it could be a moment immediately after your family members have left for their school, college, office, or if you could just be a college student who is traveling to college. No matter where you are, you can always do this 10-minute practice, the maypole. So let us begin with this practice. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in a center of a golden circle of light. This is your inner space, and it is always protecting you. In front of you, imagine a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of any color that appeals to you, and walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through its ribbon its relaxing energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any fears, any clutter, any anxiety that you may carry in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through its ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain, any distress, anything that is troubling you. Now, Ask your higher consciousness to send you through its ribbon, its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, cleanse all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative emotions, negative perceptions, negative judgments. Purify your thoughts. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even a sense of weakness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through its ribbon, its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. And breathe out everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, any sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to release. Continue to breathe in this divine love and release everything negative from the past. To make it more powerful, imagine a flower in the center of your chest. It could be any flower of your choice. Observe whether this flower has blossomed, whether it is a bud, or whether it has wilted. Either way, order this flower to come into full bloom. Ask your higher consciousness to send its divine love to you. Breathe it in. Fill your entire being with this divine love. As you breathe out, direct this love to everything around you. It could be your family, friends, relatives, acquaintances. Send it to each one of them. Now look at yourself standing in front of a mirror. Direct this love to your reflection. Give more and more of these beautiful flowers to your reflection. Now come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. We all operate in multiple frequencies. There are frequencies that make us cry from pain. There are frequencies that make us get angry. There are frequencies that bring in different undesirable emotions, such as lust and greed. And there are frequencies that cause us to feel joy, cause us to feel love, cause us to feel that you want to help, that you want to give. All of these frequencies exist within us. And it is entirely up to us on which frequency we want to connect to while we operate in our workspace. Likewise, everything will manifest for us. It is that frequency that matters that makes you receive everything that you are getting, either at your work, your home, or anywhere else. It is that frequency that matters. And that is why it is important to connect to your spiritual space no matter where you are. Whether you're at work, whether you are in a flight, whether you are in a cab, whether you're in a two-wheeler. At all times, connect. Stay connected, and you will see beautiful things happen to you while you're connected. Let me give you an example. I was in a school. I used to go to a government school to teach children. More importantly, to teach the principal and the teachers that the stick that they hold in the hand is meant to discipline the children, but not to vent out their own frustrations. So at first, I had to dislodge the teachers from their domestic issues to resolve them, and then finally get to talking to these students so that they would be able to have a dream for which they will accomplish their task of studying and passing their exams. So it so happened that one day while I was returning from the school, leaving the school, the principal called me and he said, "I need your help." I said, "Okay." Now we're standing under the sun. And he said, "I'm going to the board, to the education board, and there are these six people, and they, when I go there, they don't even offer a chair. They humiliate me. While they are having their tea and their snacks, I just have to look at them having it, and they just talk to me and shoo me away. It's really humiliating. It's been happening for several years. How do I overcome this? I'm really frustrated. I don't want to go, but I have to go." So I said, "Well, now you imagine these teachers standing in front of you. And we are doing this in the ground, standing under the sun." And he said, "Yes, I see them." He said, "Now imagine that you have a bunch of flowers in your hand." He said, "Yes." He said, "Hold these bunch of flowers. Now imagine you're holding this bunch of flowers. So you actually have to bring your hands to your chest, holding this bunch of flowers. And look at each one of these teachers. So look at teacher number one and start giving these flowers to this teacher. And don't stop until he begins to smile." Then it took a good 15 minutes for him to give the flowers to all the six teachers. And after some time, he said, "All the six of them are smiling." I said, "Good. Now you can go for your meeting." And then we parted ways. After about a fortnight, I visited the school again, and I had completely forgotten, but this teacher, this principal, he called me and he said, sir. So I went to him, I said, "Yes." He said, "You gave me this practice 15 days ago. I said, "Yes, I remember. What happened?" He said, I went to the board, and for the first time in so many years, they gave me a chair. They helped me with my seat. They shared their snack and their tea with me, and they were so polite and courteous. Thank you. But it didn't stop here. The principal was elevated to the board and is an example to all the principals in the government schools today. Now imagine a simple 15-minute practice changed his entire life. We've had so many experiences day after day. Many of you who are listening to this today have known me, have known how things have manifested for us. We are not special. We are not different. It is just that we stay connected. That's all. And you can do that as well. And you don't need something special to connect. You can do it right now, right here. And you will see it happen. No matter where you are. I remember one day I was at 4 in the morning. I was leaving for the airport. And I dragged my suitcase with wheels, and I saw an auto rickshaw, and I asked him, would you come to a particular location from where I can get the airport bus? And he rattled off an astronomical figure that he wanted to drop me, and I said no. So I dragged my suitcase further, and I went to a spot which is called as the Sankey Tank. I stood there. And he just connected and said, God, send me a white new taxi with a fare meter, with a polite driver. And I just asked, and within about 2 minutes, I had this beautiful Ford Icon come and stand in front of me. The driver lowered the window, looked at me and said, sir, airport? I said, yes. So he got off, opened the boot, put my suitcase inside, opened the door for me, made me sit. And then just before we climbed on the ramp of the airport, he stopped and said, I want to have tea. Would you want to? I said, no. Thank you. Please go ahead. So he had his tea. He dropped me to the airport. He got off, opened the boot, gave me the suitcase in the hand, and said, have a nice flight. And then I paid him his charges. Now, all of that happened not because it was some odd lucky day. It was because I stayed connected. You too can stay connected all the time, no matter where you are. Why is it that we don't connect? Why is it that we choose to suffer? Is it a habit? Or is it that we are too lazy to connect? What is the reality? Every day, remind yourself that you have to practice. You have to stay connected, no matter where you are. What is the probability that you will encounter a traffic signal which turns red? The probability is pretty high, isn't it? Because every day you travel and there are signals that turn red. Not all signals are green. So when these signals turn red, it's an opportunity for you to stop and practice. Just remember to stay connected. Spirituality is not a practice to do when you have nothing else to do. It is something that you do all the time. So it's like, imagine a swimming pool and you are in the water. The spirituality is the pool, the outer rim of the pool. You are in spirituality. Likewise, in life too, you are in spirituality. It's not separate from you. You are it. It is you. As simple as that. It doesn't take you to have genius brains to connect. All you have to do is to wake yourself out of your slumber and sit and connect. Make the effort. I know many of you, when you sit in meditation, you have your mind working. You have your mind producing all kinds of thoughts. But then what you have to do is just tell the mind, shut up and get into the toolbox. It works. Say it and you will know that it works. You just have to say, shut up and get into the toolbox. Let us practice this now. So now sit straight with your lower back pushed forward, your mid back pushed forward, and your upper back pushed backwards. Breathe normally. When you attain the right posture, your breath will naturally slow down. Keep your eyeballs in a downward gaze. Eyelids closed. Breathe normally. If any thought comes, just tell the thought, shut up and get into the toolbox. Do not follow the thought, just let it get out of your system. Do not lose your focus. Watch the position of the eyeballs. Let it stay low, downward. Any thought that comes, just say, shut up, get it in the toolbox. During work, we all take breaks. We stretch our arms, we look left and right. Is everybody working? Is someone relaxing like I am? We all do that. Or we get into a position where we just push our lower back forward. We're almost in a horizontal position, semi-horizontal position while you're working with legs stretched, preventing ourselves from falling off the chair. We'll get into these awkward positions while working. So while you take your break, get into this meditation. Just sit, connect to the ribbon, pull yourself up. Not only will your energies be restored, your vibrations will rise, you'll see things happen. Beautiful ideas will come, your problems will get solved. People who code will see it better. you'll be able to do better, perform better. The results will be better. Everything that you aspire for will happen because you're connected. Imagine you are outside and you're hungry. Does anybody care whether you're hungry? You will have to walk to a restaurant. You'll have to buy a coupon, a meal coupon. You'll have to go to the counter and you have to buy yourself your meal. Or you sit on the desk and the waiter will come and you have to order your food. But come home and then you have food ready. If you're a mother, a lady, you have to prepare your own food. You don't have a choice. But you have a good husband, then he will prepare for you. He'll at least get you a glass of water, make you some tea or coffee. But most often, the point is that when you come back home, you feel more relaxed. And you get into the kitchen and you get your food, or if you have a mother or a wife, like me, who always has this serving mentality, then she will bring the food to you. The same thing. When you are home with God, then He brings you everything that you want. You don't have to ask. That's the advantage of connecting to the spiritual place, to this higher frequencies. So why not get to this place of joy, love, peace? Why not get there? Why not live there? The challenges will come, and with them will come the blessings that are required to tread over these challenges. There were a few people who had some beautiful experiences and they said they will share over the weekend, but this is a pre-recorded session because I'll be in the flight while you're listening to this audio. So those of you who've had amazing experiences during the week, consider sharing them over WhatsApp so that we all can get to know your experience. You can leave an audio message so it'll feel as if you're sharing this message with us verbally. I request you to do so. So getting back to your spiritual space, getting back to your workplace. For me, it's one and the same. My spiritual space and the workplace is one and the same. It's not that I'm working from home. I do have an office space, but the moment I reach my office space, I connect within. But my work can be different from yours, but in reality, it's the same thing we all do. You are serving your client, which is the company or the office that has hired you, and I'm serving the clients who come to see me. You are doing an honest effort to provide everything that your intellect has to make a difference to the company and its clients. I too use my intellect to work with clients and to make a good difference to their life. The only thing that separates the two of us is the kind of work that we do. Nothing else. Which is why I'm telling you, please connect every day at every place. Whether you are in the toilet, whether you are in your shower, whether you are in your prayer room, whether you are riding or driving or even a co-passenger, no matter where you are, connect. I connect in my dream. When I get dreams, I simply hold on to the ribbon and it pulls me out of the dream. You can do that too. Everything just amounts to practice. And practice is what gets us to where we want to be. You know, I often give this example. While you're walking in your home, if your leg strikes a piece of furniture, maybe the leg of the dining table or the leg of a chair, what words come out of your mouth? that which you practiced, nothing else. So why not practice spirituality? Why not practice divinity? We all want success, we all want awards and rewards, and we all want everything that life can provide to us. But are we willing to give what it takes? And it doesn't ask for much. It just asks you to connect within. So now, this is the last meditation of the session. Let's connect again. And this time, let us do something. It's the weekend. So some of you might be working on Sunday, completing your unfinished work. So now let's put an intention that all the work that you do must happen smoothly, swiftly, quickly, so that you can finish your work and get back to your siesta, your free time. So now, hold on to the ribbon, the maypole. You can just tug on the ribbon as if you pull a bell and ask your higher consciousness to lift your consciousness up. Remember, you're sitting in the golden circle. In your inner scene, see yourself pulling up the circle. Pull it up, and it curves to form a very narrow circle at the top of your head. And then it opens out to the universe. The whole structure looks like an hourglass or a sand timer. The narrowest part is brightly lit. That's where your higher consciousness is. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you everything it knows is required for you to accomplish all the tasks on Sunday in the highest and best way. Ask your higher consciousness to provide everything that it knows is required for you to accomplish your task on Sunday in the highest and best way. You can further add the highest and best way on the 17th March 2024, the highest and best way. Stay with it for just 2 minutes. Come back to conscious awareness. Open your eyes. Now that you have just asked for this to manifest, you just have to be alert and aware. The signs will come to you on how you have to accomplish your tasks. They can come as a text on your newspaper. It could come as a text on your phone. If you're traveling, it could be on a billboard. Or someone might just speak it out while you meet someone on the street, while you're walking. Or someone could just phone you and talk to you. It could come in any which way that you are ready to receive. So be alert, aware, and just receive the signs that come to you. This is the way to live. Be alert, aware all the time, observing signs. Then you will see that everything that you need will just come to you. It always comes to each one of us. Like I told you, none of us are greater or better than the other. It is just that some of us are ahead and some of us have just started. Some of us are on the journey. So we are all on it. It's just like it's the same flight. Someone is sitting in the front seat, someone is sitting in the rear seat, someone is sitting in the middle. But we are all on the same flight, and let this flight just take us to the destination. Let us all practice every single day. Make this world a better place for us. Like Vishwamitra created his universe, in which he created everything, including his own time. When he came out, he had found that 1,000 years had passed. When he came out of his universe, his wife and children had died. They were not even bones. Everything, the world had changed. Likewise, we all live in our individual universes that we have created within us, in which we are living. So let this universe be a place where we want to live. Let this universe be a place which we cherish. Let this universe be a place where we wake up to and where we welcome every single day. With this, I end today's session. And if you have any comments, please leave them in the WhatsApp group. I would like to know how you felt about this session today. And if you have any experiences that you wish to share after having done these practices, having listened to the audio, please send that as well. I really would like to stay connected with all of you. Much love to all of you. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful week ahead. And let's connect again next Saturday. Until then, love to all of you.